This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump's anticipated Senate acquittal on the two House articles of impeachment against him has been delayed until next week. The vote is set for Wednesday afternoon. This after Republicans held firm in the fight against allowing new witnesses and documents into evidence, a cause of Democratic Party outrage. We get the story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the tally of the late afternoon vote Friday.
The yeas are 49. The nays are 51.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah broke ranks with the GOP and voted with Democrats for witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to react.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome.
The House of Representatives brought two articles of impeachment against Trump in December, charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Afghan Taliban's troubled negotiations with the United States on a peace deal have ground to a halt over insurgent violence. The latest standoff in the peace process in Qatar comes with a sharp spike in attacks on U.S.-backed Afghan government forces over the past week. Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen tells VOA the U.S. is to blame for the latest challenges facing the talks by making one-sided demands. No official U.S. reaction to that charge so far. Great Britain today is a former member of the European Union, with its formal separation just before midnight. There were celebrations by those who had long awaited Brexit after the 2016 referendum that approved it, and protests from opponents who are predicting a rough road ahead for London. Still to be worked out is the economic relationship between the UK and the European bloc and how they will conduct trade. Both sides agree the Brexit agenda is enormous. To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is